Secondly, if we lost communication with the Southwest Pacific, all of that area, including Australia and New Zealand and the Dutch Indies, would fall under Japanese domination. Japan, in such a case, could release great numbers of ships and men to launch attacks on a large scale against the coasts of the Western Hemisphere, South America, and Central America, and North America, including Alaska. At the same time, she could immediately extend her conquest in the other direction, toward India, through the Indian Ocean, to Africa, to the Near East, and try to join forces with Germany and third, if we were to stop sending munitions to the British and the Russians in the Mediterranean area, in the Persian Gulf, in the Red Sea, we would be helping the Nazis to overrun Turkey and Syria and Iraq and Persia, that's now called Iran, and Egypt and the Suez Canal, the whole coast of North Africa itself, and with that, inevitably, the whole coast of West Africa, putting Germany within easy striking distance of South America, 1,500 miles away. Fourth, if by such a fatuous policy we cease to protect the North Atlantic supply line to Britain and to Russia, we would help to cripple the splendid counteroffensive by Russia against the Nazis, and we would help to deprive Britain of essential food supplies and munitions. Those Americans who believe that we could live under the illusion of isolationism wanted the American eagle to imitate the tactics of the ostrich. Now, many of those same people, afraid that we may be sticking our necks out, want our national bird to be turned into a turtle. But we prefer to retain the eagle as it is, flying high and striking hard. I know I speak to the mass of the American people when I say that we reject the turtle policy, and will continue increasing the policy of carrying the war to the enemy in distant lands and distant waters, as far away as possible from our own home ground. There are four main lines of communication now being traveled by our ships: the North Atlantic, the South Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, and the South Pacific. These for the ships that carry our troops and munitions outbound, bring back essential raw materials which we require. The maintenance of these vital lines is a very tough job. It is a job which requires tremendous daring, tremendous resourcefulness, and above all, tremendous production of planes and tanks and guns, and also of the ships to carry. The game for the American people when I say that we can do that job. The defense of the worldwide communication demands